Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray. I'm your soul care guide for this time that's just for you. It's designed to help you relax, to restore calm to your emotions and also to your body. Just simply taking time out right now, just like you're doing to just breathe, to inhale and to exhale. It seems like it's the most simple thing to do, and yet we hold our breath when we're stressed. Did you know that when your mind is so busy thinking about something that's just plaguing you and those worries start spinning, you won't notice it, but your body is reacting. And so we just simply need to be intentional about pausing and then taking a break. When we do take that breath, it's amazing how our body, the rest response is activated. It's something that God designed in our nervous system. There's an opposite response to stress that God's put in us. It's called the rest and relaxation response. And so with each episode, I want to be able to share with you something simple, a powerful truth from God's word that you can breathe in into your spirit and also exhale your stress. So I want to welcome you. Today, we're going to be talking about a question. It's the number one question I get as a soul care coach. When I guide people to enter into a place of rest and to take better care of their wellness, this is always a common question I get. And it's connected to a myth. Bonnie, is it selfish or unspiritual to focus on soul care or self-care? What's the difference between the two? Aren't you just rebranding self-care so it just puts God in it, but it's really just focusing on yourself? Well, I'm curious what you think, and we're going to take some time today to breathe in the truth because it'll help you to relax into God's love and care for you and spark some ideas, actions, simple actions you can take to restore that peace and that calm that you know God has given us. We believe in our mind and we want it to travel down into our heart so that we can experience the truth and we want to put feet to our faith.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Well, let me start off by saying that this whole idea of soul care is from Jesus. Jesus himself says to us, it's a powerful invitation. Come to me, those who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest for your soul. Interesting that Jesus doesn't say, I'll give you rest for your mind, but he says, I'll give you rest for your soul. We want to continue reading the following verse because in verse 29, Jesus continued to say, take my yoke on you and learn from me, for my yoke is gentle and light, and you will find rest for your soul. This is very powerful because many times we feel as if believing in the myth that if we trust God, we shouldn't worry. We wouldn't experience anxiety or depression or anything that would cause us to be feeling unsettled. And yet, Jesus tells us that we are to learn from him. This is an active word. It's following him and practicing peace, practicing what it means to experience his joy. And specifically, he uses the word find rest, reminds us that we have an active part in exploring, learning, and trying different ways to experience God's rest. So it is not unspiritual. In fact, it is very spiritual. If we were to do a Bible study, I would want to study the book of Hebrews with you, because in Hebrews, this whole book is about how to live a life of faith and enter into God's rest. We're already free from any guilt or trying to make ourselves perfect. We can come to Jesus imperfect, weary and burdened. So when we recognize that we are weary and burdened, and interesting, Jesus doesn't say, come to me positive and cheerful and worry-free. It's actually quite the opposite. We carry a lot of cares over to him. And when we are able to pause and recognize it and become aware of those stressors, then Jesus wants us to take on his yoke. And the word root word for yoke is actually conveying work that two animals are put together to do a work together. And interesting, Jesus's work in this verse is to find rest together. Take my yoke upon you. It's working together with Jesus to find that rest, to experience that rest together. So it is very spiritual. Come alongside and say, Jesus, help me to learn. What does it mean to restore peace to my body and my emotions with you the way you designed it? Now, today's scientific tip is about just recognizing our stressors. It's so interesting that studies show that when we become aware and we can name what stresses us, whether it's writing it down for those of you who like to journal, or, you know, when you're lying on your bed and maybe those worries are just flowing through your mind rather than making yourself feel bad by forcing yourself, meaning stop worrying. How many of us have those kind of negative self-talk? We need to be gentle with ourselves, give ourselves grace, because Jesus is saying, just tell me about it. We can even get up, study show, if you get up and start listing all the things that are worrying you. Sometimes we are hesitant to really name them. We're afraid we'll be overcome by all the worries that start spilling out. But studies show that when we release them, name them, whether writing them or talking about them, whether it's through a friend, or some of us may want to see a counselor or a therapist, those are all spiritual acts of faith. So they're not separate from our relationship with Jesus, because Jesus is with us. He knows what it is that will help us. So I just want you to rest in that thought, knowing that our nervous systems were designed to relax and release stress once we're able to name it and to recognize our stressors. Second, we want to take action. So what is the difference between soul care and self-care? I want to just answer that directly. Soul care is the practice of letting God nourish and tend to our bodies and emotions the way God intended when he designed our nervous system and well-being. Soul care is the tending to the garden of your soul, like soil nourishing the seeds of flowers so that you can blossom into the woman God created you to be. The scriptures are full of metaphors about seed and soil. Jesus himself tells us the story about the sower and the seed, and that the soil is so important because that's how we can absorb and really experience the truth in our hearts, in our soul. So it's really important to nurture that soul. If we're completely burnt out, we're so exhausted, how can we experience and absorb and enjoy the gifts of peace and joy? And we have to step out in faith. It's that hidden part of us that's with Christ that Apostle Paul talks about in Colossians 3. It's this hidden part that nobody else sees, but God sees, because he created you uniquely. So you are taking time to nurture that hidden part of you. You know, the world's way is very opposite. The world's way is really focused on achievement and producing. So if there is self-care, it's separate from God. It's caring for our outer selves. But when we recognize as believers that God created me a certain way and I really want to be faithful to nurture my body, my emotions, the way God created me to be, That's when self-care becomes soul care, because we're doing it together with Jesus. Well, I am just sharing a lot more scripture than I usually do, because this whole question I always get about, well, is soul care just selfish? I have to turn to the authority of God's word. So I hope that this will free you to begin to gain confidence that your priority in caring for your wellness is really God's priority for you.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
There are definitely seasons in life where we need to really be in survival mode. We can't tend to our emotions, our physical well-being, or even our social well-being needs. And unfortunately, those times are hard. But God didn't design our bodies and nervous system to continue in survival mode indefinitely. And that's why it's so important that you know that you are very valuable. Not for what you can do in life, but who you are to God. You're His beloved daughter. I want to just help you to breathe in God's delight in you. We're going to practice some breath prayers. We're focusing on breath prayers as we're moving into this countdown. It's 4 weeks until my book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm, releases on April 4th. I want you to pick up this book because it's been very powerful. We have over 500 women now signed up for the wellness Bible study. And we've been digging into what are all the different stressors and just sharing with each other and encouraging each other. I want you to sign up because with this Early Access Book Club, we're starting this Thursday. I want you to be part of this community. And one of the myths that we're unraveling that we just talked about, the myth of I don't need to focus on myself, I just need to focus on others. And the truth is, God says in Isaiah 62:4, it will no longer be said of you forsaken, but you will be called my delight is in her. For the Lord delights in you. Look at your week. How many times have you forsaken yourself? How many times have you put your well-being to the side? Your joy, your peace, creating space for yourself to nurture who God created you to be. We talked about last week on the episode about the problem of feeling numb and losing our joy. Well, it is never too late. Just like water comes down to provide rain for the seed and the soil, we see this in Isaiah that God brings rain and snow and brings seed for the harvest. God will pour out His love and His peace the moment we make time to be God's beloved. And how much of your day is spent in delight? Or how much of your week is spent in delight? We know sometimes there are some days we get to really press into some work, but there needs to be within that week space and time for delight. Because God delights in you. His delight is in you. Imagine Jesus as you are taking time to enjoy something you delight in. What do you feel would be His countenance? What would be His expression as He watches you either relax or enjoy something, whether it's doing something with your hands, eating a warm meal, taking time to take care of yourself, whether it's making time to see the doctor or making an appointment? I don't know what it is that God has put on your heart that is important to Him to see you moving in the direction of wellness. Well, I know that God, His delight is in you. So we're going to breathe in a breath prayer. It's a wonderful breath prayer based on that truth that God delights in us. We're going to breathe in, no longer will you be called forsaken. Breathe in. No longer will I be called forsaken. Breathe out. I will be called your delight. Breathe out. I will be called your delight. Or you can simply just breathe in the scripture directly. No longer will you be called forsaken. Breathe out. You will be called my delight. And as you breathe in this promise and breathe out this promise, it'll remind you of your identity, who you are. And when you're reminded of your true identity as God's delight, then we can be inspired and have ideas. What does it mean for me to be God's delight? What does it mean for me to find delight in my day or my week? What is that for you? Well, friend, I would love to be able to encourage you and to share different ideas, because when you're in that place of stress, anxiety, and you're feeling in survival mode, it's hard to think of ideas. It's hard to know, well, I don't know what would bring me delight. That's why we need each other. We need each other for the journey. So sign up to join this book club, and it's going to be 4 sessions leading into the book release. Sign up at thebreathebook.com. Thebreathebook.com. And if you haven't done so, take the Soul Care Quiz. This is a Soul Care Quiz where you can go through and find out through 21 different stressors, which area of wellness are you missing the most? Because sometimes we're so overwhelmed, or we're just so in survival mode. One woman, after she took the survey, she said, oh my gosh, no wonder I feel like I'm drowning. I'm lagging in these areas. It is so validating when you actually see a number to kind of validate, yes, there are too many stressors that are in my life, and it's important that I take time to relieve stress in the top area. It makes it much simpler when we know what our top area is. So go to soulcarequiz.com, soulcarequiz.com. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I could hold on to my busyness and stay here in this place where I feel stuck. But I thank you that you see me. You reach out to touch me with your hand of peace. And you say to me, you will be called my delight, for I delight in you. Jesus, help me to really rest in this truth. Give me courage to move out, to speak, to act, to love, to dream, to make choices today that are different, because I am now realizing I am your beloved. Speak into this heart of mine and change me deeply so that I can step out. Help me to say yes to what aligns with your name for me, my delight, and give me wisdom and courage to say no to what doesn't today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for spending this time. I'm looking forward to encouraging you again next time. Remember that you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.